Blog Talk Radio.
Are y'all ready for the fire talk? Slow down on the biz and uplift the dialogue. Oh, yeah. Listen right along. This is straight off the press, the remix, fresh with no prior song. Oh. Supplying y'all with the certified thoughtful. Yeah. To give a piece to the feet, it's time to call blow. Yeah. The raspberry wind is fragrant, flavorful. Insatiable eardrums, taste the radio. Here can't be beat, the clash with me. Better leave all your doors and all half the week. What? Positive and motivational stack to see successful guests promote self mastery. BlogTalkRadio.com/the remix. Fridays at 10 p.m. Eastern. Support the sister with a great reason. I must insist, don't miss it this evening. Peace, man.
Man, it's funny how time flies. It goes by so fast, and it seems like every day time is speeding up, and it's going by faster and faster and faster, and wow, yeah. I was sitting here and reflecting on everything about last year. The remix is a very special place. It's recognized all over the cosmos. People from other planets and other worlds recognize and see the light that is shining, that is permeating from this space. It's a great opportunity as we begin to just continue to move ourselves forward, to go back and reflect over 2013. Closure is a powerful thing. It's necessary, it's needed. So is reflections. Going in reverse, putting yourself in the position where you can rewind and go back and reflect and take a look. It's powerful. We started the year out as magic makers. It was so much that we learned about ourselves, about the planet that we live on, that the vibration and the energy that is moving through all of us and how we're all connected with each other, and at the same time how we are so fucking different from everybody else. Some powerful things. We had a lot of moments where spiritual thought challenged us. It certainly challenged me. It challenged me with everything. Everything that I thought I knew. Everything that I believed and that I understood to be true. I moved from the place of learning, loving, to being a brand new beginner, all in a cycle of about 12 months. And I know many of you were there with me, and we shared a lot of spiritual wisdom from every single guest and everyone who called in and everybody who was on this platform. We understood how numbers and planets played a very significant role in our lives. So everything from funky feng shui to activating energy grids all around us and all other kind of cool shit. We moved ourselves into sixth dimension, and we learned how to take action in the midst of chaos while growing up on Earth. I don't know about you, but that was some pretty powerful shit. So now it's time to go forward, to move ourselves forward. Where do we go from here? Where are we at? How does this look? Now that we have propelled ourselves into a different space energetically, moving forward, taking a look at ourselves and our lives, and beginning to finally recognize that there ain't shit wrong with you. You need to stop listening to all of the things that is in contradiction with your heart and your spirit, and start to live from the highest frequency and vibration. This is where we're moving. Time is over for manifestation. That is merely baby magic. It is time now to really grow up on the planet Earth and create. Moving into the energy that everything that we speak and everything that we love and everything that we touch truly brings the highest vibration and intentions from the essence of our souls, of who we are. Learning along the way, loving and sharing. It's about recognizing where we are, being in this place. It's about expanding our crown energy, our cosmic vibration, all out into the universe, taking care of our family, our health, and loving it every single step of the way, Recognizing that this 1% of an illusion is truly what it is, and that we have the ability to create absolutely anything that we want. Doing it from the highest level of love, honesty, integrity, and having so much fucking fun at the same time. 2014, that's where we're at. Yeah, right here. Ready to step in and own it, to continue to evolve ourselves and take action and grow up on Earth and do it with love. Welcome to the remix, everyone. peace and greetings, everyone. Welcome, everyone, to the remix. I am your host, of course, Miss Blue, and wow, peace and greetings to everyone out there. It is such an honor to be with you guys here in 2014, of what the world calls 2014, and crossing over this universal threshold on January 10th, a powerful, powerful day, and being in this space. Peace and greetings to you guys out there. It is so good to connect with each and every one of you. I want to say welcome, happy New years to all of you out there. Let me go ahead and give out the call-in number for this evening. 646-652-2711 is the number to call. That's the number to call that's going to get you locked into the remix. You want to lock that number in. If you're an international caller and you're out there calling from all over the world and, it is so good to connect with everybody out there. All you have to do is dial the U.S. country code. Once you dial the U.S. country code, check it out. All you have to do is then dial 646-652-2711, and that's going to get you right here with us. You can also Skype in and listen. That's such a cool way for you to connect, and you can do that from anywhere on the planet that you are. Now, if you want to come on over and you want to kind of chat and chill with us in the chat room, the chat room is open. I'm going to give you some cosmic directions. I'm so excited to be here tonight and just honored to be in this space with you guys tonight. Signs and predictions is what's going down here with me tonight, Miss Blue, and Brother Bilal is going to be joining me as well. It is a damn show you don't want to miss. And we are so glad to have everybody's in the house. Esther is here, the other co-host, the other host for the remix. Sister Manya is in the house, and all of the remix family, all of you guys from all over the world. Let's get to it. www.blogtalkradio.com/ all one word, the remix, is how you're going to get over here. Now, if you're a guest and you're joining us for the very first time and you come on over, it takes about 2 minutes to sign up. Once you click to come on in the chat room, the Remix family is all in there. All of them are there, and they're going to make you feel so at home and so welcome. The Remix has been going on for a very, very long time, and we have listeners from all over the planet, and they always will make you feel right at home and welcome. So all you have to do is click the button at the very bottom. You see that button right there? Just click it. It says sign up. Tell us who you are. Come on in the chat room. There you are. Too easy. You're right here with us. You're experiencing the remix with us live right here. you guys, I don't even know what to say. Let me just go and say what just is coming to me through my heart. The first thing I want to say again, Happy New Year's to you guys. I am so glad to be here tonight with you guys and sharing this remix moment with you, because we always make history when we're here. This is where our cosmic pulse goes out into the universe. So I want to give some shouts out to the Remix family. I love you guys, and I am just so excited to have you guys here with me tonight. Can't wait to talk with you, connect with you, see what's going on. It is just amazing. So good to be here, everyone. Peace and greetings. International shouts out to all of the international family out there. It is so good to have you guys with us. Here with us, we're going to give those international shout-outs in just a moment as we continue right here. I see you guys all posted up on the phone lines, too, as well. Woo! Always a packed house in the remix. It is always so good. Yes. You're live in the remix. You're live tonight. I want to give a big shout out to all of the Remix family, international family. So big ups to the UK out there. You know, I've been getting a lot of your emails from brothers and sisters all over the world, from Sweden, from the UK, from China, from Japan, brothers and sisters listening from Poland, listening from Thailand, brothers and sisters listening from the continent of Africa, from Egypt, from Mozambique, you know, listening from Germany and listening from Spain and France and Italy and listening from Australia and listening from New Zealand, all over the planet. And every time I read your emails, connect with you, I've been doing readings this week, and it's just been amazing. Amazing. I'm excited to talk about where we are, where we're headed. We got a lot of things planned for you guys tonight. So big fun tonight. It's going to be a lot of fun in the house, a lot of magic in the house, because that's what we do. It's the remix, and we're all family here. And so I'm excited about that. I am so excited about that. Okay, you guys, a big shout out to all of the priestesses. Last night we had a priestess call, and for you guys who don't know about that, you may be new. Hi, I'm Miss Blue. Let me be the first to welcome you and welcome you here to the remix. And we have some priestesses. These are some of the most amazing energy readers on the planet, along with the Remix family. And they are doing spiritual work on so many different realms and so many different dimensions. When I tell you she went off last night, it went off. We was doing some serious work in the cosmos last night. I'm sure all of you all over the planet felt it. So I just want to send love out to the priestesshood and all of them out there, and always an honor to be with them and to share with them, to grow with them, to learn with them. And we just have so much fun just really growing up on Earth and doing our work. The other shout out I want to give is to those who are self-invested. Now, for those of you, because I know I've been getting tons of emails for so many new people. I mean, wow, 2014 is another burst of energy in the cosmos, because starting as early as October last year, we got tons of more listeners. As you guys know, we have a total of climbing close to 3 million listeners out there all over the world that listen to the remix, that come, that share, that is on platform, that is from everywhere. Well, there is a program called Self-Invested, Self-Invested Workshop. It's an opportunity for you to invest in yourself. And if you want to know more about that, because these are some of the innovators on the planet, these are a lot of the Remix family that listen to this, and they come from all walks of life and all over the planet. So I want to send love out to those brothers and sisters who are a part of Self-Invested. If you're out there and you say, that sounds interesting, Miss Blue. I would love to know more about that. Just simply shoot me an email, question, Q-U-E-S-T-I-O-N, the number 4, blue, at gmail.com. Send me an email over at question for blue, and I will tell you all about it and how you and your family, your children, your husband, your man, yourself can become self-invested. We do a lot of cool things. We have brothers and sisters who come from all walks of life and share information, everything from numerology, astrology, to colors, color therapy. We do candle magic. We do everything from Tai Chi, Reiki, all kinds of things, from cooking classes. We will have classes for the babies, for the children, for the mamas, for the daddies, for everybody. We have classes for all kinds of things, and it's going very, very strong, and there is going to be lots of more things coming for those who are self-invested. Not to mention that the brothers and sisters who are self-invested, wow, they are definitely, definitely a part of that origin clique that is really moving us into a new dimension on this planet. So they are some of the best people in the world to hang out with, talk about like minds. Oh my gosh, they will blow your mind, and you will just see how much you can evolve yourself and you can share. It's just an amazing thing. So if you want to know more, all you have to do is check out the show notes. Everything is there. You can email me at questionforblue, and definitely we will fill you in and let you know all about it. So welcome to the remix, everyone. Signs and predictions. That's right. Tonight, me, Miss Blue, the host of the remix, joining me also, which is also a pleasure, Brother Bilal from Bilal the Experience. He does the soul alignment readings and also soul cycles, which he'll be talking about all of that tonight. It is some exciting shit. If you guys also don't know, let's talk about some of the other things. Brother Bilal also has a deck that's coming out that infuses numerology, astrology, the planets, the moon cycles, the sun cycles, yo cycles, your mama cycles, all kinds of cycles, everything. So if you ever wanted to get into that and wanted to know more about that, that deck is coming soon. He'll talk about some of the things he has coming up because they are amazing as well. Don't forget, it's the weekend, and one of the things that we do on the weekends is this is when I start gathering the orders for the Kim deck. If you don't know what the Know Your Magic Oracle Psychic deck is, it is the best deck on the planet. Are you kidding me? You don't have one, two, or three. You better get yourself over to www.msblueblast.com/cards. And check it out, because everybody all over the planet has spoke about it and talked about how this deck has really helped them to work their psychic muscles. I want to invite you to pick one up, and it's going to be amazing. By the way, I want to say a lot of you place orders over the holiday. Now, the company who actually produces the deck for me, and you can find out more about that deck. You can go over there. I have all the details there. They actually shut down production during the holiday time. So there is sort of a slight delay, but I did check on all the orders, so know that you guys should be getting that this week. How cool is that? Also, I just want to let you guys know that the Know Your Magic audio workbook is available, and just send love out to all of you who've been downloading that, sending me your feedbacks and reflections about how wonderful that is. Again, all of this is located in the show notes. And of course, if you have any questions, email me questionforblue@gmail.com, and we will answer those questions. Oh, man. Yeah. It's so good to see everybody here tonight. I can feel the energy in the air as we get ready to get started. So we're going to be getting ready to get into the share. And tonight, we're going to be doing readings tonight. So I want to put that out there, because it's always a joy when Brother Bilal comes on. Amazing brother. Love this brother to death. All of his energy that he puts into his work, we're going to do readings together. And I love that. That is so cool to me, because you get a chance to see it from two different angles. You get a chance to see it from two different perspectives. It's going to be very powerful. We're going to talk about a lot of the signs and predictions for 2014 and what is to come. We're going to be looking at it on a universal level and taking a peek out into the cosmos. And, wow, it's going to be cool. The other thing that I have planned for you guys tonight, yes, yes, yes. You know, Esther did quite a few shows. And I just love that sister. She's an amazing sister. And you guys, I know you guys love Esther as well, too. And, you know, Esther is famous for getting you into your writing creative juices. She knows how to tap into that energy and just pull out the poet in you. So if you don't think you're a poet, if you don't think that you can do any kind of writing or any of those things, she gonna get it out your ass. And you guys showed up and showed out in a big way. And that's really cool, because one of the questions she gave you guys is, what is some of the favorite things that you guys love about the remix? Always the Tribal Mojo Magic shows, because you guys get to interact with what's in the top. But I'll tell you, I'm not going to go over the list this show. We're going to do a special show on that, me and Esther. But one of the things I want to say to you that I know you guys, all of you put, that you love the Spirit Quest. Well, guess what? Miss Blue loves you too. So we have a Spirit Quest here tonight. So it is going to be a packed show, as always. So we're going to get ourselves getting ready, get our mindset, get our energy together. We're going to get ready to hear some Baby Blue. Yes, we're going to still hear some Baby Blue. And after we hear the Baby Blue, then we're going to get ready to hear our song. And we're going to get right into the share. So, Oh, you guys are amazing. I see you on the phone lines. I see all of you over there. I do. You guys are like getting yourself all in position and getting all ready. Yeah, yeah.
La, 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 the remix. Hey, this is Baby Blue. And remember, if nothing else moves you, life will.
Okay. All right. All right. So here we go. Now, we're going to be listening to this song, and I thought it was so perfect. I thought it was just divine and fitting for where we are, the energy that we're in, and where we're moving to. You know, one of the things as we continue on this journey this journey here on the planet Earth, growing up on Earth and being on this planet. It's about recognizing ourselves, recognizing who we are, and we're going to talk more about that and what that means to us at this particular time. We're going to really be able to harness that and know without a shadow of a doubt, without any shadow of a doubt, there's absolutely nothing, nothing that's holding us back. There's nothing, nothing that's holding us back, nothing that is stopping us. And no matter what is going on in this 1% of what we call world, this illusion, they can't hold us back. And especially when we get together in this sacred space, when we get together in this very divine, cosmic, sacred space that we have sent light to light beings all out into the Milky Way and on the other side too. They can't stop us. So this song really kind of sets the tone for where we are, how I feel about this energy, how we're moving, and really express it in that way. So, you know, it's one of those songs where you can just kind of sit back and chill and kind of nod your head a little bit. Sisters, you know how we cross our leg and just kind of tap feet? Yeah, that kind of, it's one of them songs. You know, it's one of them songs that you can think about those people who are close to you, that you love in your life. And you can just look at them, and you don't have to say nothing. You don't have to say anything. They're going to get it. You don't even have to be close to them. They're going to feel the energy that is going to be sent from you. So let's take the listen.
That feels different from when your hands are in mine. That's just the way it is. And when my voice is screaming out through my own ears, that feels different from when I hear yours. Now that's just the way it is. Standing in this mirror after all these years, what I'm viewing is a little different from what your eyes show ya. I guess I didn't see myself before ya. Moving forward, a subtle power, a tough love.
And I thought the world would revolve.
I thought the world would revolve
without us.
Without us, without us, without us.
But nothing I know could slow us down. Could slow us down.
I thought I could live without you. Break us down. Just like you, I can't be scared. Just like you, I hope I'm spared. But it's tough love. I know you feel it in the air. Even the babies know it's there. Tough love. The laws of the world tell us what goes to the sky and what falls. It's a superpower. The laws of the world never stopped us. one. Cause together we got plenty superpower. Much to bear.
Welcome to The Remix, everyone. I'm your host, of course, Miss Blue, and you are live in The Remix. We're going to go ahead and bring Brother Bilal on from Bilal The Experience. Tonight's signs and predictions is what we're talking about here. Peace and greetings to you, Brother Bilal.
Happy New Year to you, Miss Blue. How are you doing?
I am
wonderful. What's
going
on, Remix family?
Yes,
Happy
yes,
New Year
yes.
to everyone
Happy
out there.
New Year. Yes.
I am good. Feeling good. Good.
Yes.
Great
yes.
214.
Mm-hmm. 214, you know. Wow. Wow. What can I say? We definitely made it. We made it. 214.
Right.
214.
All the time.
Mm-hmm. Well, I wanted
How you
to
been?
Thank you. Oh, I have been amazing. You know, just really glad to be in this space and continue to do what I'm passionate about, what I love, and mm-hmm. be able to connect in this way. So, yeah, I'm good. I'm good. How about yourself?
It's a little hype as usual, you know what I'm saying? It's a great day just like yesterday. Shit, you know, it's you know, steady progressing, you know? It's good. It's good.
Yeah, most yeah. definitely.
Feeling good.
Well, I really want to get into talking about what is going on in the cosmos so that you can go in and kind of give us a solar mm-hmm. report and we can just get it kicked off from there, signs and predictions.
Man, well, the question is what's not going on? That's what you need to be asking. You know what I'm saying?
Yes,
so it's a lot going on. If you could really look at what's happening even with the weather patterns, I mean,
you don't have to be
a rocket scientist to know that something is going on. I mean, that's a given. That's a given. You understand? But if you don't understand about the pole shift, you just witnessed it early this week because this literally turned into Antarctica. The whole United States was in sub-zero temperature.
So true. Yes.
You understand? Last time it happened, 44 years ago.
Wow. Ain't
just like your
something.
President, 44.
Hmm?
Yeah, it 44 years ago. Now, and look, let's talk about what's significant about that, because I want to really punch you to something right here.
Yes.
The one thing that was going on 44 years ago, and we're talking about, talking about almost the exact timing of January 6th to 7th, going into the sun making its flip. It's 11-year flip.
Yes.
And if anyone noticed the last crescent moon, the crescent was on the bottom. I don't know if anyone paid attention to that. They didn't put too much attention to that. But the crescent was going from the bottom.
Yes. Yes.
Right. And usually, you know, it's on the left-hand side, but the crescent this time was coming from the bottom because the sun was making its 11-year flip. But what's so significant about this flip that was continued since 1970 is where the planet Uranus was. Okay? Uranus was in the opposite house that it is that it's in right now. Uranus was in Libra. And let me tell you why it's so significant to everybody who do their work. Libra, if you ever look at the sign for Libra, the symbol they have for Libra, because we're talking about signs and symbols here. Libra is the lady holding the scale with a mask around her eyes. Okay? What's significant about that is she has a mask around her eyes, but she's not blind. I really need you to hear me here because this is very important for what's going on right now. We just covered most of this in the last show with Master Builder 22 because we were talking about ISIS, remember?
Yes, that's right.
So
we sure did.
ISIS... We talking about the freeze. So just like the movie Disney had with Frozen.
Yes.
This is mirroring that they saw the whole cycle. This is mirroring pretty much if you go see that cartoon, everything, the whole season became frozen. So to understand this energy right now, this is what I want you to do. Study Zen. Study the practice of Zen. Study the philosophy and the psychology behind Zen. It's frozen.
Mm-hmm.
All right? That's a gift from ISIS to keep us in track. But that's a gift from ISIS. Zen. Go study the practice that the Buddhists studied with Zen. Go understand that spiritual energy that's going on to understand where we're moving to. But back to Uranus.
Yeah.
Uranus... This is so important. Uranus was in Libra. Okay? And remember what I just said. Libra is the lady with the mask around her eyes, and she's holding a scale. But she's not blind. So let me make you understand why the mask is on the eyes. That energy makes too many decisions based on perception.
Yes.
Not what we internally feel inside. The decisions was based on perception. So listen at this. By Uranus being in Libra, Uranus was in the valley of decisions. And let me make you understand what's going on with that. Just like they sent all these satellites up to the moon and to, you know, they interfering with the moon's orb again, it's the same thing that happened in 1969 when they say they went to the moon, but they start interfering with that energy. And anytime you do that, the moon sends its reflection back, or the moon sends its turbulence back, which looks like the ice. Uranus was in the valley of decisions. This is so important because we make so many bad decisions.
Yes.
So what you are witnessing is what we're going to talk about, where we're going this year and beyond. We're going to get into that because I got to give you a process to understand how to get out of all these indecisions. But we are coming out of the valley.
Yes.
The poles have flipped. That's done. I don't need to tell you that. The poles have flipped. Anytime Chicago was the same temperature as Moscow, I mean, it's going to take a rocket scientist. The whole country, sub-zero?
Sub-zero. Yes.
Yes.
And
If you can speak about this, Brother Bilal, because I know that it was a lot of activity, a lot of people sent emails and correspondence, myself as well included. It was some talk about this, and I know you spoke about it earlier last year when we started to talk about the sun sort of kind of giving off the solar flares and sort of this worry of the sun flipping.
Well, and we are right back to our – See, and I don't want to skip to where we're going, but this is why we're going here tonight. We are moving out of the state of mind.
Yes.
That's what's going to happen this year. We're evolving from the state of mind to the state of the being. Because the state of the mind is the reason you're making these bad decisions. Because the sun don't damn flip. It appears to flip. That's why the Libra wear the mask on her eyes, because it's a perception. The sun don't flip.
Yes, I wanted you to say that. Yes.
Do you understand? The sun don't flip. It's something that's going on with the earth. The earth is being pulled.
Yeah.
The sun don't flip. That's a perception. They need you to understand that. So you really need to understand, because the state of the mind is what's keeping us separated.
Yeah.
The state
just
of the
like,
mind doing that, because everybody has their own state of mind.
State of mind, that's right. And, you know, it is the same thing when we start to think about, just like we say, the sun rise and sets.
Yes.
You know, that illusion of believing that the sun is somehow moving and rising and setting, the same
but
thing. So
it's the reason. It's the reason they teach the illusion. It's not so much of what they're saying, but it's what's behind it. So even with the season we're going behind everything. So what's the reason they teach that the sun flip? It's just like you flipping channels on the TV. You keep flipping from flip to flip to flip. You understand? So right now, the state of the mind is locked in cosmetics. That's the problem. It's locked in cosmetics. What's the deal with cosmetics? It's a bunch of damn makeup.
Yes. Yes.
Cosmetics and makeup. And what's happening, people can't make up their mind.
Yes.
They keep covering stuff up.
Yes.
You understand? So it's locked in cosmetics right now, and we got to come out of makeup. Take the powder puff off your face. You're walking around with a red nose like fucking clowns. You understand? Because they teaching you the damn sun flip, and they ain't got no evidence of that shit, because it don't flip.
That's right.
It's not designed to flip. It's just a cycle that the earth passes.
That's right.
Because you know this earth is moving, even though we can't feel it. The last time you felt it is when you was what, 9-10 months? When you felt the ground shake beneath your feet, that's why the knowledge of balance is acquired to you. Balance is a knowledge.
Yeah, it's a knowledge.
So we have a whole lot of knowledge. We have a whole lot of wisdom so far, because we've been seeing this thing over and over. The understanding have to come back, and that's the position of Uranus right now, to bring the understanding. It's time for you to get out of the valley.
Yeah.
The dry bones are no longer in the valley.
Beautiful.
Get out of cosmetics.
That's right. Wake up like this. I woke up like this.
So, you know, so it's really right now is about making up your mind. It's really like putting the mind on the back burner. We going into the state of the being. The state of the mind is the thing that keeps us arguing and disagreeing with each other. Let me make you understand it. Look. It's just like. Let's pick a state. Let's pick where you are. The state is Texas, right?
Yes.
That's the body. The state capital is the mind. That's the state of the mind. The state of the mind of Texas is Austin. That's the capital. That's the mind. That's where they pass legislature. That's where it's governed. That's what governs the mind.
Yes.
But the state of the being of Texas, Dallas, Houston, San Antonio, those are states of the being.
Yes.
So I need you to be able to see that, because go to Illinois. Illinois is the body, right? But what's the capital of Illinois? Springfield. That's where they make, that's the mind. That's the state of the mind of the whole Illinois. The spirit of Illinois is Chicago. There are three different things going on at one time. It's time for you to get back into the state of the being. I'm here in Louisiana. Our state capital is Baton Rouge. But the spirit of the whole Louisiana is New Orleans.
Yes.
See, they always expose the being. No, they always expose the mind, but never focus on the being, the substance behind everything. So we're moving into the state of the being. If your information you have you arguing and disagreeing with people, you are in a state of mind.
Yes.
If you hate people, you're in a state of mind.
Yes.
That's a state in the mind. That's not a state in the being. The being only no love.
That's it.
You get it. So what we up against? Because then we exposed they had 7.5 billion people.
Yes.
Do you realize all 7.5 billion people have different wills? Oh, hold on. No, let's be clear on that. Do you realize that all 7.5 billion people have different wills?
Completely different wills.
So do you realize when you're doing something, if you're one individual striking out to do something, do you know you up against 7 billion wills? And that's an individual thing, because where there's a will, there's a way.
There's a way.
So everybody talking about getting to the higher self, but it's 7.5 billion ways to get there, because 7.5 billion wills, and where there's a will, there's a way. Please, I hope you feel me, because This is where the interference is coming from with the state of the mind, because of what a will is. Do you know the will is dependent upon a decision? And we can only base our decisions off of what we experience. Look, how am I going to tell you wrong if you have experienced what you have? I'm not in your life. If I
That's
eat
right.
a sandwich, you're not going to shit.
I hope not anyway.
Yeah, you understand, but what you do affects you.
Yes.
But just understand, everybody have their own way. And the state of the mind keeping us split. The state of the being is going to bring us back together.
That's right.
I'm not getting ready to argue with you over who's right and who's damn wrong. If that's where your state of mind is, that's where it's supposed to be.
Yes, so true.
So that's where we're moving.
Beautiful.
But that's what's significant. Uranus is so influential at this time. And these would be the people as early, if we're talking about like from say early 60s straight through the 70s, 79, 80.
80.
Was all in the valley of decision. So they are feeling the impact. This 44-year-old right now.
Yes.
You're feeling the impact. That freeze was the inside of those people.
Yeah. The coldness.
Yeah, the freeze is inside of that.
Yeah. Well, you know, one of the things that is for sure, the weather pattern is based upon our frequencies and everything that we're putting out as human beings on the planet. The reason it can get so cold is because a lot of the consciousness has become cold. A lot of us have become cold. Cold to things in our lives, to everything in our lives. So, you know, this is how now Chicago can be as cold as Moscow. It used to couldn't do that. Even when we start to talk about the ley lines will only do things. It will not go into a ley line, will not cross war zone. Never has.
Right.
Same frequency when it comes to our weather and the things about the energy in the air. Same thing for the weather patterns. So this is really setting that precedent marker for us to making sure that everyone remembers this pivotal energy that we've crossed over to. We're in some amazing times that we've been able to experience a whole lot of shit that just does not happen on the planet or hasn't happened in hundreds or thousands of years. We've been talking about that for the last couple of years, and more of those events are going to start coming up. They're going to be happening more and more. Look to the sky. The sky and the sea, major, major, major shifts in there. And one of the things I definitely want to tell everybody is that this is about something that, Brother Bilal, as we were closing out last year, we talked about this on the show, about the 20 feet from stardom. It's about being prepared, but not being prepared just in one area of your life. Like you said, moving from the state of the mind and moving into the state of the being. And so many times we focus on one particular area of our life. This challenge of 14, this is a seven vibration year, very spiritual year. This is the year that we are going to be tapping into that energy that whether or not you want to go there, you're going to have to go there. This is going to be that year that really, really kind of gets you to go there. But understanding that you need to be prepared for everything in your life, not just be prepared for the spiritual work that you want to do, not just make that your only focus, your only wish, your only hope, but put it in every area. When it comes to relationships, when it comes to your family, when it comes to your foundation of how you're living, really take a look at all areas of your life and be prepared, not just in one area, but in every single area of your life. Put that energy there. Put that being there. Don't just have a state of mind.
Yes, you're absolutely right, because this year right here is all about spirituality.
Yes.
And it's the front seat. Go ahead. I'm sorry. What you said?
No. That's okay. I just wanted to add this while we're right here on talking about this year. And, you know, this is something we talked about earlier. I mentioned this a couple of months back last year in the show, that this year we would be coming into the colors that you will be seeing is the color that is typically, if we stay with textbook, of the crown chakra, which is that purple color. That is the color for the year this year. You see a whole lot of that purple. But the other color that you're going to see that's permeating as well is you're going to see colors of blue, and you're also going to see more violet color, the violet, the indigos, and the blue. You're going to see tons of this color, because really what is happening is they're really pushing that energy for everyone to really kind of go inward. So again, like you said, the blindfold, looking from within, getting out of the cosmetics and going within. So yeah, very spiritual.
Yeah, and we always say spirituality, because, you know, even think about, you know, a lot of people say, well shit, we've been in spirituality, and you're absolutely right, but it's coming up front right now. It's going to be the thing that takes precedence. All right. And and you know what? We say that a lot. We say spirituality. We always say spirituality, my spirituality.
Yes.
But people really don't understand what that means.
Yes. Yes.
Okay, because I want you to think about the spirit and spirituality are two different things.
Yes.
Okay. Even think about real and reality. think about person, and you have personality.
Yes.
Sex, and you have sexuality.
Yes.
But that what that ality is the thing that makes all the difference in this world.
Yes, it does.
Because when we put the ality on it, what we're talking about the expression of what's in front of it. So if we're talking about sex and sexuality are two totally different things. Sexuality is the expression of your sex.
Your sex, yes.
Personality is the expression
of your person.
Of the person.
Of who
you
are. Of who you are, yes.
So when we say spirituality, what we say, Ms. Blue?
The expression of your spirit.
Yes. And then, but check this out. Also, the expression of your spiritual experiences.
Yes. Definitely.
And I can't have one for you.
That's right. No
matter
how
I can't have
hard.
A spiritual experience for you.
For you. Yes. Yes.
So we're talking about the expression of the spirit is coming out.
Yes.
If everything you express right from right now needs to be expression of how what your spirit truly feels, express all the way from your heart. Do you know the root of all sickness? I don't care what damn sickness is not being honest.
Yeah. Yeah.
Do you know if you'd be honest, you would never get sick? You would never have a high blood pressure?
Yes.
Do you understand the stress? Heart disease, do you know that would never take place if you just be honest?
Yes.
Because the state of the being do not recognize sickness.
Not at all.
Because, the spirit don't have to will shit. The spirit don't need no damn will. It is what it is, period.
That's right. It is what it is.
So look where look watch this here, and I love this because it tied into what you said when I asked you, what is your definition of God? I said, Ms. Blue, what is your definition of God? And what you told me?
God is self-realization. There it is.
What that mean? You know what that mean? Don't everyone have a self?
Yes.
Let me explain to you when you tap into your God energy. It sounds like this. Do you know what I come to realize? See, yourself is realized.
Yes.
That's when you tap into your God energy, when you come to your own realizations.
That's
because
right.
We have paid our spiritual debt. That's done.
It's done, yeah.
The spiritual debt has been paid. And for a lot of you that has been dreaming of yourself getting killed on different planes and different levels,
oh yes.
All what's happening is all of your consciousness is being collected from every realm, making it here to where you are most conscious. That's what's happening with those dreams.
Yes. That is exactly what's happening. It is a part of you. That is dying.
It reminds me of that movie Jackie Chan did, The One. You are collecting. Mm-hmm. You're going to different realms collecting yourself because you are needed here.
Yes, needed here. All of you. Every part of
the
you.
The self has been realized.
Yeah, been realized. You know, I want to get in there. I see you guys on the phone lines, and I know you guys are enjoying this share. Time goes by way too fast. We have just under about 40 minutes before we're in the after hours, and I know we are going to get to
some already?
Yes. I know we're going to get to some questions. You know,
right.
we're definitely going to have to do a part two of this, but I want us to just kind of be mindful of that as we continue on here. And, wow, yeah. Hmm.
Well, but look what we need to hear. Even when people call up and ask questions tonight, I want to hear what have you realized thus far? Because that's the God.
That's the God, definitely.
The self
and
has been realized.
Has been realized, yeah. We're going to do the spirit quest, too, because it is all about realizing as well, too. So we'll do the spirit quest and then we'll continue on here live in the mix with your host, of course, me, Miss Blue, and Brother Bilal from Bilal the Experience, and the soul alignment readings and soul cycle. We'll be hearing more about that as we get ready to move further into the show this evening here. But I want you guys, we're going to get ready. Let's get ready to do the spirit quest. I think this is the perfect time for us to jump in there and do that, and we'll go straight into the readings. And yeah, we'll just keep it going from there. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. All right. So here we go. All right, everyone. We're going to get ready to take this journey with me, of course, Miss Blue. And you know how we do. These are always wonderful. So let's get ready. Just have yourself in a comfortable position. You can plant your feet flat on the ground and have your back nice and straight. You know, so if you're sitting in the chair, just make sure you're sitting up. You know, don't have your legs crossed. Don't have anything on you that may be binding you or holding you back. Nothing like that. If you feel more comfortable laying down, that's cool. You can lay down. You can do that. If you want to stand up, you could do that as well, too. This is not a meditation. It is a spirit quest. All right. So now that you're in a comfortable position and you're just kind of relaxing yourself, I want you to take a couple of deep breaths in and out, nice and slow. Excellent. That's it. Just breathe in and out, and as you're breathing in and out, just feel that relaxation moving all through your body. There it is. You can feel it. Perfect. You can close your eyes if you want to. So let's talk about what we're going to be doing here in this spirit quest. We're going to be taking a trip, and we're going to be going to New York. How cool is that? We're going to be going to New York. We're going to Mount Skylight in New York. We're taking a trip. We're going to be climbing the mountain. Well, actually, we're going to be walking through the woods and climbing a mountain. Once we climb the mountain, we're actually going to go inside of the mountain, do some really, really cool magic. And then we're going to get ready to come back. So let's get ready to begin this journey. As you know, some of the greatest movements, some of the greatest things of enlightenment and consciousness have come to us doing some of the most normal shit on the planet. And that's what we're going to get ready to do. I want you to keep breathing. Keep getting yourself in that state of being just relaxed, just letting go, not thinking about anything, absolutely nothing. The only thing that I want you to focus on is you. That's it. You and your life. That's all. Nothing else. Keep breathing. Keep breathing. Excellent. So now, we're getting ready to start. I want you to look up ahead, and I want you to look over to the right. You see the forest? I want you to start walking towards the forest. And as you're walking in the forest, I want you to ponder this thought. I want you to think about this. How do you want to feel in 2014? Yeah. How do you want to feel? I want you to be open. Any pictures, any images, any thoughts, any feelings that come to you, harness it.
Harness it as you continue to walk. Oh, I know. You feel the rain because it is pouring down, raining. That's okay. Just keep walking. We're almost there. We're going to be walking to the base of the mountain. So keep walking. By the way, while you're thinking about how you want to feel, I want you to look around and see if you can find a rock. Just one that stands out to you. Pick it up. Put it in your receiving hand. And I want you to send all of that energy. Everything that you're thinking is being imprinted into that rock. Almost like a stella. A stella of your life and 2014. So keep walking and keep thinking about how you want to feel in 2014. So now, there you are. We're almost at the end of the forest. You see the mountain there, Skylight Mountain. That's it. Right there, I want you to look at the mountain. Now, you're going to begin to start climbing up the mountain. Perfect. That's it. Keep climbing. We're going to go till we get to the very, 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 very top of the mountain. That's it. Keep walking. You're doing an excellent job. Keep climbing. That's it. We're almost to the top. Perfect. Keep thinking. How do you want to feel in 2014? What does it feel like to you? That's what's important. What do you want to feel? Careful. Don't drop your rock. You're going to need that in a minute. So keep climbing. Perfect. That's it. That's it. All right. So now you made it to the top. And I knew you would. I want you to take that rock. And this is going to be where you place it, where you, at the very, very top point of the mountain. Place the rock there. Now, once you place that rock there, you will see that the mountain is beginning to open for you. And you will see a staircase. I want you to begin to start walking down the staircase and walking into the mountain.
The mountain.
Perfect. Perfect. Now, you're inside. Look around. You see the screen in front of you, and you can see the luminescence of the light. It's like you're in a movie theater. Yes. Sit anywhere you want in front of the screen, because now you're going to get a chance to take a peek at yourself going through 2014. Yes. And it's about to start. So now, have a seat and let's get ready.
Kind of makes me wonder why the hell so many people are trying to tell me to slow down. It seems like motherfuckers should be shutting the hell up and enjoying the show.
That's right. Now, let's watch the show. This is you doing your thing in 2014. Take a look. Look at all of the amazing things that you are accomplishing, that you're doing, that you're knowing, that you're feeling, that you're creating. Excellent. Now, it's time for us to go back. I want you to get up. That's it. Because you're going to have all of these memories. They're going to come back with you. I want you to begin to walk back up the steps. And as you get back up the steps, what I want you to do is find your rock, pick it up, just to close the mountain. There you go. Now, leave the rock on top of the mountain. I want you to begin to climb yourself down. That's it. Come on down. The trip down is much, much easier than the trip down. You're coming down, and as you're coming down, you see the sun coming out, and it's shining. It's nice and bright and warm, and you can feel it against your back as you continuously walk down the mountain. Now, you're almost to the bottom. And now I want you to run through the forest. So on the count of three, we're going to run. One, two, three. That's it. That's it. Keep running. You're almost to the very, very end. That's it. Bringing all of that light, all of that charge, and all of those amazing feelings with you. With you. All of it is with you in 2014. You're running. All right. Now you're back. You're back. That's it. Just take a couple of deep breaths in and out, nice and slow, as you can feel the energy begin to radiate itself all through your body. Yes. On the count of three, you will be back in 2014. One, two, three. All right, everyone, going to give you a little bit of time to kind of get yourself situated there and coming back. Ooh. Yes, yes, yes. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. All right, we have phone lines open. We're going to go straight into the phone line. So we have about 27 minutes here in the form, live in the remix, Signs and Predictions 2014 with me, Miss Blue, and Brother Bilal. 646-652-2711 is the number to call. And press 1 once you get on the phone lines as well. I see you guys out there. Yeah. Yeah. Yes, yes, yes. So we're going to open up the phone lines, and we're going to be doing readings here. But before we get into that, really, really quickly, we're going to just kind of touch in with you guys. When you call in, yes, when you call in, give us your name. Tell us where you're calling from. Let us know. Mm-hmm. Let us know where you are. Let us know where that reflection is. Let us know how the quest was for you. So we're going to jump around because it's hundreds of you on the phone line. So we're just going to jump around here and just go. And, yeah, we're just going to pick somebody in. So we're going to go to area code. Okay. Area code 313. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hello?
Yes, greetings. Who's on the line, please?
This is Debbie from Detroit.
Okay, greetings to you, Debbie from Detroit.
Hi, Debbie.
Hi.
Okay, Debbie. Hi. What have you realized?
I realized that I enjoyed the quest, and during the quest, I was so excited about my life, and I realized I haven't had good self-worth. About myself. I haven't really been taking, I just haven't been loving myself. Well, I don't believe in myself or something, you know. And so the quest was enjoyable because it was a way for me to get away from my reality right now. And I guess that's supposed to make that be my new reality, I'm assuming.
No, that is the reality. That is the reality.
Right.
What is the reality? That's it. So know at any moment, just like you went there, you can go there. So we are definitely glad you called in tonight. We're going to kind of talk a little bit fast because we got tons of people on the line and not a whole lot of time. So go ahead and give us your name.
Yeah, let me get you.
Your birth date and then your question you have for myself and Brother Bilal.
Oh, okay. Well, my birthday is December the 8th. And I guess going forward in 2014,
what year? Give me your year of birth.
Oh, my year, 1967.
Okay. Okay.
When you talked about decisions, I think that's my question for 2014. How can I make better decisions for myself and be more manageable of my finances, and how that will affect me having a better relationship for 2014?
Well, do this for me. You say 12/8/1967, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
All right, do this for me. Answer this question. I want to know, and we're going to talk about what have you realized in this sense. What have you realized thus far? Not about all the messed up things you've realized about yourself, but what conclusion have you come to? Is all this shit worth it? What have you realized thus far? Since 1967 to right now, tonight, what have you realized? Period. Like, bottom line, what have you realized?
Huh? That's a heavy question.
Yes.
It's not too heavy for you. You've been here for, 45 years? You've been having 45 years to prep for this one.
God, that's a heavy one. I realize that I don't know.
Be honest.
It's so much. And really, I'm being honest.
Well, give
us
the one thing that sticks out on top.
That I like myself.
Mm-hmm.
I like the free part of myself. I think I'm very, I got a part that's really happy on the inside. And it's just really
okay.
A free spirit.
Mm-hmm.
And I like that part about me. Now, that's one thing I do realize. I like it, but it's like nothing else around me likes it.
And see, but this is why you have a problem with the self-worth. Because you're concerned with what everybody else thinks.
Yes.
Who told you you wasn't good enough?
Yeah.
Who life have you been living in to realize you're not good enough? That don't make sense.
Wow.
Who told you that?
I guess when you get rejected by man after man after man, you think, well, maybe I'm just not good enough.
Well, but see, you and I have a whole different take on that rejection thing.
Oh, okay.
So, and rejection has been your protection. I'm glad they rejected your ass because maybe you wasn't supposed to be with none of them anyway. They did you a favor. But can you see it like that? Have you realized that yet?
No. Mm-mm.
See, you have, listen to what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
The rejection is a state of mind. That's a state in your mind. Because whatever you want to experience, that's what you're going to pull out of people.
Whoa.
So all you're telling me is how much you've been rejecting yourself. That's all you're saying right now. That's all you're saying.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so and a lot of this comes from you being a perfectionist. You just trying to be so damn right for everybody else that you forgot about your damn self. And this is the year of the damn self. This is it. The self has realized.
Yes.
You want? I'm gonna make it simple for you. You want to know one of the things I come to realize?
Mm-hmm.
What goes around comes around.
Huh? Yeah.
And yeah. I have proof.
Yeah.
I don't need nobody to tell me about it. I have my own proof because I have experienced that on both sides. That's a self-realization. Self needed me to learn that.
I never would equate a perfectionism with me at all.
Oh, you're a perfectionist. You're a perfectionist.
Nobody knows me. I never would have equated that with me.
Are you a perfectionist? Born perfectionist. Your interference is starting shit. That's where your problem at.
Yep.
Then you wind up starting the wrong shit. You're starting up all kinds of shit. But I need you to... called in between you. Yeah, because see, you call that mathematics and teaching. That's your thing. Mathematics and teaching. That's your thing. That's why you're a born perfectionist, because of the mathematics. But you in that, you stuck in the indecision because you don't know what it is. Because whenever a person is in undecided, they are at a crossroad.
Yeah.
That's why you always at damn crossroads, because you don't want to make the decision, and the wheel can't move even on the car until you know where you want to go. You can't blame no one else for that.
Yeah.
You produce that.
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah.
That's beautiful. That is so beautiful.
Mm.
Let me ask you a question. Tell me, I want you to talk about this, because this is a big part of where you are, and it's going to help to bring some understanding. A couple of words come to mind for me, but before I talk about what comes to mind, I'm just energetically going to tell you I'm in your energy. And when I get in your energy, I feel very, very stuck. Like it's very thick. It's very thick on the left-hand side of your body. That side of your body is very thick. Your energy, your aura on that side is very, very thick. It's very heavy. You carry a lot of energy on that side. We'll talk about what that means. But tell me about what happened to you when you were 37, because that was really, really a pivotal time for you in your life.
37? God, what year was that? Because I'm 46. So I was 9 years ago.
How old are you now?
I'm 46.
You're 46. Yeah, so about 9 years ago. That's, yeah, about 2004.
About 2004? What happened? I think I went, both my parents had passed between 1999 and 2002. And I think by 2004, going into 2005, I think I spent all the money that they left me.
Yes.
And
that makes sense. I don't want to get you right there, but let me tell you, because the second word that your spirit, you know, because I'm pulling all this out of your spirit, guys, the second word that came to me was giving up. That was the year you gave up. When you were 37,
wow,
you gave up. That's when you said, this is it. I'm giving up. I'm giving up.
Yeah.
Does that make sense? Well, the good thing is, because you can recognize, and this is what Brother Bilal was talking about at the beginning, this is the year of the being. This is the year of the spirit, you to tap into that energy. But I want you to know that this is a beautiful time for you, because, see, you recognize that is a pivotal point for you, because that's where the problem started, and the problem was you. You understand? So I want you to see this, because this is going to help to really shift your consciousness so that you can go back to that time. And I get it. Losing a parent, I can't personally recognize with that, but there are so many people who have been able to recognize with that. And a loss of anyone close to you. I just went through losing three of my relatives in a span of less than 5 days back to back, two of them through tragic accidents, which were car accidents. That is one of the greatest challenges that we go through as human beings. And then to know that those who brought us here have made their transition. Of course, we know no one has truly died, but you really gave up. And what you did by spending all of the money of your parents, it was almost sort of like you, if you want to say, it's kind of like you defaulted on a contract. And you said, guess what? Y'all can't hold me responsible for anything that happens in this family anymore. Because I'm going to let go. I'm going to give up on everything that has to do with this family. You understand?
Yeah.
But here's why you can't do that. Because that is you giving up on yourself.
Yeah. And that year, a lot of people got married. A lot of my exes got married. Everybody was having children. And I just got through being a caretaker of both my parents, and everybody's parents were still alive. And so it was kind of weird for me.
Yeah, it was. It was a tough time for you. But you're not, the truth is, you're not back at 37 anymore. You've moved yourself forward. And so what I want you to do is, that vision quest was very powerful for you. Because I can see that. I can see your energy shifting, and it's all on your right-hand side. We need that energy to shift even to your left side. I want to download the show. That's the beauty of it. You can download it. I can listen. And do it again and do some journaling. I want you to begin to start doing some writing and putting these things about self-realization of yourself, putting those things into writing. The other thing I want you to do is I want you to get you a jade. The reason a jade crystal is going to be very powerful for you to work with the crystal is because jade really, really helps with energies of envy and energy of pessimistic about life. Because right now it's kind of hard for you to see that gem that's in life. And jade also helps you to detach away from things that don't have nothing to do with you, so that you can get back down to that sense of not giving up no more. So I want you to write yourself down about 5 or 6 statements about how you can recognize that you are here. You are here. You are safe. This is where you're choosing to be, and really start to affirm those things within your spirit.
Okay. I'm here. Safe, and I affirm to be here.
Yes. Use those words. And then I also want you to walk around your house or go outside and stomp on the ground and say that you want to be here. So you can really ground yourself back, your spirit back into your physical human body. So you can stop giving up. Giving up. So this spirit quest gave you an opportunity to look forward into the future. And by the way, both of your parents are very, very proud of you. They really don't care about things like money or any of those things. And your father says he's not even upset that you've given all of his stuff away.
Oh, my God.
Yes. He's not upset about that. He's not upset at all. Neither is your mother. Both of them have spent quite a few times healing because they had a lot of sickness and pain in their bodies. And so they had the opportunity to heal themselves in their consciousness and to evolve themselves on. So know that they are still there. You definitely need to acknowledge them because they still are here to help guide you and to give back to you. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Wow. Well, welcome to the new year.
Yes, there you go. There you go. Well, definitely.
Well, thank you. All this is very helpful and, you know, right in your face, like, hey, you can run, but you can't hide. Brother Bilal, thank you for that, about that rejection.
Sir. Very welcome.
Yes.
Very welcome.
Beautiful. Yeah. Very powerful.
Very welcome.
Thank
Peace
you so
and
much.
Love.
Peace and love.
All right, have a great year. All right.
Okay, have a great
we'll
year.
We'll be talking, of course.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Bye.
Beautiful. All right.
Yes.
Okay.
Great energy.
We have about, we have about 10 minutes to go. Oh, my goodness. I can't believe it. But, you know, before we actually just get ready to kind of wind things down here, I want to say a couple of things. I see you guys jumping up and down already all over the place. Brother Bilal and myself, we will be back Sunday because we really just didn't get enough in here. But I do want you to talk about something that I'm very excited about, and I know you're excited about too. I want you to kind of tell everybody about soul cycles and I want you to tell everybody really quick before we go into the after hours about soul cycles and what you're doing with soul cycles and how those who are interested can contact you so they can kind of get a hold of their soul cycles.
Let me say this before I even talk about soul cycles, and I want to give you an indication when you know you are in the state of your being. Okay, so watch this. Everything here is all mind.
Yes.
Every physical thing on this planet is an expression of someone's mind.
Mm-hmm. Of our collective
mind. It's a piece of someone's mind. Give me a piece of your mind.
Mm-hmm. I just wanted to say this real quick. How about the remix only exists because everybody showed up all over the world tonight?
That's right. It's a collective mind.
It's a collective mind. Your house.
It's a collective mind. Yes.
Your house doesn't exist. You created that.
Right.
I just want
because
to
when you show when you give somebody a piece of your mind, that's how you make a statement.
Yeah.
So we're talking about state of the mind. He said,
yes.
"Damn, he made a statement. She made a statement." So if you really have a challenging time on producing and creating, it's because you're not in the state of the being. You're in the indecision in the state of your mind because your mind is going to produce whatever the being gives it to express. Even when you produce something, it's just a small piece of your mind. It's not the full expression. So look at the Soul Cycles calendar. And look, tested and proven. We introduced it to the self-invested family first. Soul Cycle calendar.
Yes.
Is it accurate?
Powerful. I cannot tell you guys how powerful the Soul Cycle is. It is an opportunity. Mm-hmm. What the Soul Cycle is, and I'm going to give sort of my breakdown, and then Brother Bilal is going to tell you guys about it as well. The Soul Cycle calendar is going to have an opportunity for you to forecast, just like we did in the Spirit Quest, to forecast your whole year. To forecast the whole year, everything,
right.
So that you can know. My son was working with this, and we worked with him. I've worked with it. I love it. It is something that I feel everybody needs to have this. This is one of those powerful, magical tools that really will help you, help to empower you so that you can begin to understand your energy. And every single person has a completely different soul cycle. This is not something that I can use your soul cycle or you can use my soul cycle. It is based on your energy. My son, Brother Bilal, did the soul cycle for him. And it was one time where we were working through that and he was sharing the information with me as we do back and forth with each other. And he was saying, tell your son that anything he needs to get done, this is the week for him to do it. He needs to do it now. Because what's going to happen is this other week that's coming up, his energy is going to shift into another place. That's where his energy is going to be. That's going to be where more of that energy is there. So before any of you go out there and you start to think all of these crazy things that sometimes we think, this is not about the planet controlling you. It's about you understanding the pull you have on a universal level to everything that is connected to the cosmos. How powerful is that shit? So I told my son.
I'll tell you what. go ahead.
I was going to say, I told him what he said, and he said, you know, okay, he said, I got some finals that I got coming up. I got this I got coming up. I got that I got coming up. And I was just going to wait and do it next week. But, yeah, I actually do have some time. He did it. He called me back. He said, Mom, I am so thankful. Please tell Brother Bilal, thank you. He said, because this week I don't feel like doing shit that has to do with school. And if I would have waited, I would have never got that done. He said, this is my week that I feel like hanging out with my friends, going to parties, doing all of this, and all kinds of stuff is going on that I really want to just kind of get my energy into. I got some new books I want to read. I got a video game I want to get into. And you're right. This was perfect. So I just want to kind of put that out there about those soul cycles and anybody else that had it. Yes.
I've been doing a lot of them for the self-invested family. But look at it like this. And you are being dictated by these things if you're not conscious of it.
Yes. So true. Good point.
Conscious of it, yeah, you're being dictated by the full moon, new moon. Yeah, you're being dictated because if you're not conscious of it, you don't know where your energy is. It takes me, I'll be honest with you, it takes like a week and a half for me to do this whole thing, to put it together for you. It's like it's a 45-minute, it max 45 minutes to an hour. But I give you the breakdowns of your down period, your up period, your energized period, day by day on the calendar. It's different weeks, and everybody is lined up different.
Yes.
And it's so crazy because I really didn't want to do it because it's a lot of work.
It is. I begged him.
And I promise you, I'm honest.
Yes.
Because it takes a while to line up month to month, and you get it for each month for the rest of the year. Tested and proven because we are the crash dummies.
Yes, we are.
You know what I'm saying? But you know, but listen at this here. Do you know how effective you would be if you already know you're going into your down period? Do you know how effective you would be when you have a doctor's appointment and they say, we have next Tuesday, what day is available for you? Well, let me look at my calendar and see where my energy would be. And at the same time, knowing you're in a down cycle, you know how to position yourself. At the same time, your energy might not be lined up with a full moon to be energetic.
That's right.
We're talking about dynamics. We started with state of the mind.
State of the mind.
Well, now we're talking about state of the heart.
Yes, which is powerful.
The art of who you are. Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. Soul cycle.
Yes, and so I want to encourage you guys. You can get all the details to contact Brother Bilal in the show notes, BilalTheExperience@gmail.com. BilalTheExperience@gmail.com.
Yeah.
And I want you guys to know we are about to move into the after hours. And 646-652-2711 is the number to call. If you want to hear the rest of the show, you need to get on the line. If not, we will see you Sunday night. And you can download so you can hear all of the show, because we're going to keep it going. I see all of you guys on the phone lines there, and we're going to get to as many of you as we can. Email Brother Bilal, get that soul cycle. It's early in the year so that you've already caught a glimpse of yourself during the spirit quest to see where you're going to be. Now imagine how you begin to be prepared, because this is what it's about. It's about being prepared in every single area of your life. So there it is. And having that flexibility to move yourself in and out. We're going to have some exciting new guests that's going to be joining us here on The Remix. I am so excited about that. And many of the ones that you love and that always stop by The Remix and share and be a part of the family. All of that. So I want to just invite you guys, much love, warm spirit, and to everyone out there, don't forget to download. And I want to invite you guys to do something. I know you've been very active on Facebook, and Trust and Believe. I'm going to go check that out. But I want you to go over to Facebook. If you like it. Leave a comment. Let us know. Like it on iTunes. Like it right here. If you love it and leave a comment. Send an email to us. Let us know that you love it as well. It's so good to be back 2014 with you guys in the Remix, doing what we do best, and just loving every single minute of it. I look forward to those of you. I still have some readings to do here, so I'm still looking forward to all of you connecting with that, and we're going to continue right here live in the Remix as we continue to move ourselves forward in 2014. All right, you guys. So we're going to keep going. We're in the after hours, and things are moving very, very quickly. We're going to go to the next caller. Calling in from area code 662. You're live in the Remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from. Okay, we'll come back. 662. All right, we're going to go to the next caller calling in from Eric 216. You're live in the Remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Oh, peace and greetings. This is Belinda.
Greetings, Belinda. Where are you calling from, Belinda?
I'm calling from Cleveland, Ohio.
Cleveland, Ohio. That's
right. Right, Cleveland. It's cold there, Belinda.
Very cold.
There is. Let me get your birthday before we hear from you. What have you come to realize? Let me get your birthday.
April 10th, 1951.
Okay.
Okay. What I've come to realize is that I've come to realize that I want to be a free spirit again. I just want to go everywhere. I want, you know, I was a free spirit before, but I want to get back to that because I was at my best. I was happy. I was positive, and I was doing me.
Mm-hmm.
And I was happy with that. I want to get back to that. I don't want to be a sacrificial lamb. Like, I want other things, new things I want to get into.
And you don't even have to do all that to be a free spirit. What you're really saying is you want to be a free mind because the spirit is not locked up anyway.
Okay.
Yeah.
The spirit is not locked up. It's a state of your mind that's not free.
Oh, okay.
So see, look, it's not where you're from. It's where you're at.
That's right. So true.
Okay.
It's the state of your mind that's in the bubble because I'm looking at one of your challenges, and it's really your magical side. It is your spirituality because to you, seeing is believing. You understand? So I need you to understand. Just because you can't see it, don't mean it's not there. You have to come back to being honest. You have to get back to your honest expression. You have to go beyond the truth. We are moving beyond the truth this year. We're going into honesty. I don't give a damn about your truth. Be honest about what you know.
Okay.
So tell us, what have you come to realize thus far? What have you realized that you know for sure?
I know for sure. I realized for myself is that I want to do the things that I really love to do, want to do. What I haven't to.
But hold on. What's stopping you from doing that? And yours is simple, but it may be simple to someone else, but it's a mountain for you. You're caught in between expressing yourself. Your greatest attribute is you speaking in your voice, but you won't be clear and honest with people because you think you could hurt someone's feelings.
I thought I went over that hurdle.
Huh?
I don't want to hurt nobody's feelings, but I don't want to be hurt either.
Yeah, but hold on. Listen at me good.
Okay.
You say you thought you got over that hurdle. Listen at me good.
Okay.
Being honest don't have anything to do with hurting no one's feelings. I know we have a perception of what we think hurting someone's feelings is. Do you understand when you're honest with someone, you're really helping to elevate that person?
Yes. Okay.
Because if you're scared to be honest with people, people will not be honest with you because you can't take it. The root of all your sickness that you have suffered has been because you haven't been honest. And you have to stay in a constant mode of learning. It's always something new to learn.
Okay.
And you've been very lazy in that department. That's what locked your mind up. Go do your own research so you could, you know, what interests you? Keep moving.
Yeah.
Okay.
Good stuff. I want to ask you a question. Why are you so scared of the word no?
I don't really understand that. I'm really not, I'm nothing really.
You're not scared of the word no? Are you scared to say no to people?
No, I'm not.
Mm-hmm. So when someone is asking or requiring you to do something, you have no problem with telling them, no, I'm not going to do that.
No, I don't. I actually started that a couple of months ago with my sons and my daughter.
Mm-hmm. So you started it a couple
like
of months.
Like with my grandkids, I tell them to go home now. I don't do things I used to do. I don't loan out money. I don't, you know, I do what I can when I think I can, but I don't go out my way anymore.
Okay. But how long did you go out of your way?
Long years.
There you go. There you go. So this is about the residue of what Brother Bilal was saying about the honesty and being okay. able to say no. So it's important that you begin to recognize where you are, because you have been doing work. But the honest truth is, not for a very long time. A couple of months is not a long time in a person who's been on this planet for over 60 years. A couple of months?
Yeah.
That's not a long time.
Mm. Well, that was one of my self-realizations that I realized that I have to get to do to say no.
That's right. So that's the realization. You have own that. You have to own that. I have realized that I have to be honest and say no to some of this stuff. That's your realization. When you own that, and you bring that in, it's the freeing for you. And then recognize this for yourself. It's a beautiful place to be. Recognize that you knew at this. You learning. You don't know. You learning how to say no. Because a person who ain't said no but a couple months and 63 years old and pretty much been saying yes, you learning. Your ass is a beginner at saying no.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. I see what you're saying.
You understand what I'm saying? So you have to do things to keep yourself in that position of learning, learning what no means, because no is not a bad thing. You understand? That's not bad. But see, you have a lot of different perceptions that was based on your own childhood growing up from your own mother. So this is why it was so difficult for you to be able to tell that to your children.
Okay.
You've come to realize that.
Right.
I don't like that statement, okay. Notice how when you said right, the energy, your energy shifted. When you say okay, you detach. That's a detachment. That's a denial.
I understand, yeah.
Yeah. So here's what I want you to begin to do. Because one thing I want you to understand is that happiness is a choice, and anybody can be happy at any moment. All you have to do is say, I want to be fucking happy right now. That's it. That's just how simple that is. You don't have to wish to be happy. Just be happy.
Right.
That's it. But this is what I want you to do. The next time you feel your energy shifting and it's moving you into the direction, because you're a new beginner at this, I want you to stop for 21 seconds. And I want you to begin to think about the happiest moments in your life. 21 seconds. Just pause for 21 seconds and go back to that happy point.
All right.
That's it. So all the things that you want to do, I don't have to tell you. You are a sister with a whole lot of wisdom. And you are a sister that have encountered and endured a whole lot of things on this planet. One of the things that I will tell you is that you have to begin to be honest with yourself and recognize that the reason you're not doing anything, and I agree with Brother Bilal 100%, that you're lazy right now. But rightfully so. A person who's been living their life for everybody else but themselves, you wore the hell out. So you have to give yourself a chance to recuperate, but then you got to get yourself back up and stop dreaming and start doing these things that you want to do. Recognize where you are. Keep yourself moving forward. Keep leaning forward. Keep learning. Keep learning who you are for real. Be honest about saying no and what you can't do, and being honest about being new at living for you.
All right. I can do that.
I know
I will,
you can.
I will do that.
There you go.
There you go.
Let me ask you something. Do you have one of your poetry pieces closed?
No.
You write poetry?
Poetry?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
I know you do. Can we hear something?
I have a lot of books on poetry.
I know you do. That's what I'm telling you.
I had a poem out years ago when I was in like high school. I wrote a poem. I did it before on the show. And I love it because I still remember it now. It's called The Rare Bear.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, here it is. Once there was a rare... let me see. Wait. The Rare Bear. Why did I forget? Wait. Once was a bear who was very rare. He had no hair. He had no scare. He was very tall and thin, and he only had skin, which in turn was made out of tin.
Tell us what that means to you.
Yeah.
It's about, for me, when I wrote it down, I thought about it, it was like I put myself into that point.
Of course.
Where, years ago, I was growing up, but I was doing different things that I wanted to do, and I was just shedding off the pieces of me, venturing off into new adventures. That's the tin was only skin. It was like facing a new adventure in my life at that time.
At what age did you write that?
I think I was 14.
I want you to look at that poem. I want you to look at that as like a time capsule. What have you come to realize since writing that? Because that's been with you a long time. Of all the things you remember, this is the one. And what's the name of this one?
The Rare Bear.
You see, because let me explain to you what the bear. The bear is talking about the right to bear arms. Because bear, you know when you're butt naked, you're bear ass?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All of your magic is locked into you writing poetry, writing beautiful expressions. That's where all your magic lives. You didn't choose this lifetime to go through a traditional school route. That's why you didn't become the nurse you wanted to be with medical field, because you don't like all that school shit. You really don't.
No, I don't, but I did go there.
Yeah, I see you did, but what I'm saying, your magic is in your words. Get back to writing. That's where all your magic is.
Oh.
You leaving your magic back at 14 years old.
Mm-hmm.
What other poem you remember since then?
I really can't think of it right now.
But you remember one from 14 years old. Listen at what you're saying. So we're talking about the Tin Man. Think about you talking about the Tin Man.
Oh, for some reason,
it's going right back to having thin skin like the tin. You see, understanding, hurting someone's feelings. So you have been hurt a lot this lifetime because you refuse to be rare. You're talking about being rare because you're not doing it. Go back to writing your poetry. Express yourself. And I know you heard me say this before, but you are very pretty. But you are not beautiful, because beautiful is the inside expression of the being. Pretty is the outer.
All right.
Put both of them together. Your beauty is locked into the words you write down as in poetry. Then come back and read us a new piece.
All right, I can do that.
All right. Beautiful.
Thank you.
All right. Peace and love. We're going to go to the next caller calling in from area code 202. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Greetings, everyone. Can you hear me?
I can. Who's on the line, please?
It's Andrea, caller from D.C.
Greetings, Andrea.
All right.
Brother Ben, oh my gosh, I have missed you two so much. I've been waiting for you guys. I miss you guys. I love the family.
It's going down.
One thing I realized when I was doing the quest is that I get caught up in the bullshit, really. Like, if I have a goal to, let's just say, go to the store, well, I get caught up in writing the list and counting the money out and doing everything else, and I never make it to the store. I didn't do all the preparations, but I never made it to the store. And I did that. It seemed like in the business class, I was just climbing my little self away, and then I went off somewhere else. I went on another class. I was like, what just happened? And he's like, I don't even understand what I just did. I can't tell you what happened. But
well, do this for us, Andrea. Do this because you could be the first to assist us with this. I want to know the one constant you keep realizing. It may be a different experience you're going through in life, but it always comes to this constant. It always comes to this realization.
I
don't care if it's relationships, work relationships. I don't care what it is. Even if you're in a restaurant, it's the relationship you may have, the waiter or the waitress. What have you come to realize that what?
I've come to realize that if things aren't my way, I'm not happy.
Okay, and you come to realize that, right?
Yes.
Say that again. Be very clear about what you just said. Say that again, what you said.
If things aren't my way, I'm not happy.
Where there's a will, there's a
way.
Be you up against 7 billion damn wheels. Everybody, you up against 7 billion ways. What are you talking about? It can't ever be just your way.
That's the problem with my realization.
and I'm glad you're being honest about that.
Yeah.
Yes, I realize it. I mean, it causes conflict in a lot of places, and I've been honestly...
Because you're fighting to be right.
Right.
Listen,
that
is good.
Right.
That's why, look. Because all of 7 billion wheels are right also. We going into the wheel, which is the right hemisphere. You're not the only one with a damn right hemisphere. Everyone is right based on their state of mind. So you can't even be the only one right. And see, that's why it's hard for us to get together, because everybody fighting over their own point of view. And if you're fighting me over a point of view that you say you have for sure, I know you're not sure about that shit. Because if you know it for sure, you wouldn't be arguing with me. You're trying to convince your damn self, not me.
Yes, so true.
And I'm not going to argue if I see where you are, what state of mind you're in, and I know, you know what, just keep coming. You'll see where I'm at. You'll see what state I'm in.
Very true. Very true.
You're not the only one right.
Yes, you're right. You are very right. Control is my issue.
But control over being right. And you up against 7 billion damn wheels. That's right also. Each one of those wheels represents a way, a route to the higher self. There's 7 billion damn ways. I don't care what you call it. I don't care if you call it Buddhism or Muslim, Hindu. I don't give a damn what you call it. Those are just representing states of the mind.
Mm-hmm.
When you say I'm a Muslim, bro, you telling me is the state of mind you're in. You're in Texas. I understand what state you're in. We go from state to state, but you're not the only one right, and you have to accept that.
because that way you then you start forcing your will on people, and that's when it really gets corrupt.
Okay. Oh, was I supposed to give my birthday? I'm sorry.
Yeah, you could. Yeah, give it to me. Give it to me.
May 13th, 1982.
And look, this is going to be a great year if you could accept other people being right. You're not the only one that's right.
Okay.
As simple as that. Stop arguing over your damn state of mind. Your state of mind not going nowhere. And look, it's a universal will. Everybody connected to one universal thing on the damn wheel. It's a universal wheel. I know all y'all damn wheel on the call because we all come from the same Kool-Aid. I drunk Kool-Aid too.
Yes.
I know what flavor you like. I know what your wheel is. I go argue over that. So when we the one thing we do, I do see the control, but your thing is when you were born, your lesson is in the valley of decisions. Get out of your damn mind, please. Get out of your damn mind. That's the issue. You stuck in the valley of making a decision. Write this definition. Do you have something to write with? Write this definition down.
Okay.
Because you need this. This is definition for will. The execution of a decision.
The execution of a decision.
The will is a decision being executed. So when you make a decision to go to the restaurant, that's when the wheels start rolling. But if you can't figure out what restaurant you won't go to, if you're undecided, indecisive, the wheels on your car won't even move until you make a damn decision. Get out of the valley and go into what you're feeling. Because if I'm expressing something to you, I want you to pay attention and listen to see what state of mind, see where I'm coming from. Oh, I see where you're coming from. I'm not wrong from where I'm coming from. That's why understanding got to be put back. Because you could only understand what you experience. And none of us have the same damn experiences.
That's true. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
I'm going to argue with you over your experience you had for sure. How come I argue with you over that?
That's all I have for you.
Good stuff. That was beautiful. Yeah. Do you have a question for me?
Your brother was loud and gotten so good. I don't know, Miss.
Yes.
I hope
yes.
You were, but I don't know.
I would agree. I think that is.
Because you know what? It's so simple.
Yes.
It's so simple. And everybody caught up into their will, into me, just their way. That's why you can't get shit done. That's why you can't give me a piece of your damn mind. Because I know you're in the state of the mind. Give me a piece of your mind. What's on you? That's why I say, what have you come to realize? Give me a piece of your damn mind. Make a damn statement.
My statement? Honestly?
Blow my damn mind. Blow it. Blow my mind. Tell me something I haven't heard.
You're right.
That my state of mind ain't shit. Because you can't tell me nothing I haven't heard yet. Now, how the hell, how many years we going to talk about the damn kundalini and the damn third eye? We talking about the same shit over and over. What's different? Your expression to it and your experience to it, bring it to the table. That's what's new about it.
Yes.
Give people a piece of your mind.
I mean, well, and maybe that's why it's so hard for me to make the decision, because I'm all over the place. All over the place.
Yeah.
Like, I just, I can't even say when I make a decision. When I have a choice, I go with one choice, but then I contemplate so much over the choice that sometimes I talk myself out of it, and I don't listen to myself sometimes. Like coming home from work today, I was like, oh, go this way. And I looked over there, and I was like, do I really feel like going that way? And before, I realized that I had missed the exit, and then I sat in like an hour and a half over traffic, and I was like, why do I do this? Like, if I just...
What did the self make you realize? Because listen what you say. I didn't listen to myself. So what did your self at that point make you realize?
To listen to my first instinct. That's what I was
doing. That's the self.
I was like, why didn't you listen to yourself? Like,
that's God talking in you. All right. Remember, reality is the expression of what's real. The reality can't move. You can't move what's real. It's going to stand. It don't matter if you don't see it. It's going to stand there till you get to the expression of what it is. You think the air going to stop fucking going outside just because you can't see the damn air and you can't figure this shit out? This universe will not go unbalanced for no damn body.
So true.
Just because you don't understand how it's balanced is not going to go unbalanced for nobody, period. Self-sufficient. That's all I have again. Sorry about that.
Wow, I am just loving the share, loving it. Well, thank you so much for calling in.
Beautiful work, Andrea. Keep working. All right.
We're going to see if we can get another caller in here. We're going to go to the next caller. Calling in from area code 410. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from and what you've come to realize.
Happy New Year, my brother and my sister, Miss Blue, and Miss Brother Bilal. This is Sean Banks.
Hey,
what's going on, man? Hey, bro, you're still working on your soul cycle. Be patient with me. I got you, though.
Man, you know I'm patient. I can't wait. Man. I'm good.
Give me that birthday first. You do. Give it to me.
5/29/74.
Okay. Gotcha. Yeah. Tell us. Which you come to realize.
Well, I have come to realize that I am now the knower. And it's a very comforting thing, let me tell you. A lot of times...
Say that again.
I've come to realize that I am the knower, you know. Instead of like... A lot of things, instead of trying to figure them out, I realize, like, I know this shit. Like, I know what's about to happen. I know what they getting ready to do.
Yeah.
It's made me real calm. And you know another thing I realized is crazy? That actually sometimes makes other people angry. I'm like, wow, that's weird. Mm-hmm. But and I knew they was going to react like that. So I'm enjoying that very much, like, just being the knower. Right now, and
be conscious of what you just said. You say just being the knower, because the being is the knower.
Yes.
Right. So you, and that's the state of the being.
Right.
people that get mad is arguing over the state of the mind.
Right, exactly. Yep. So many things y'all said tonight was really, like, tripping me out because I was like, wow. Even down to the fact, I'll give you a prime example. This New Year's, when I was getting ready to travel, and I was like, I was looking at my moon at Miss Blue told me to get, like, last year. She said, work with the moon. So then I started doing that. And then, like, right before I traveled, I was like, oh, it's going to be a new moon right on the first. Oh, since I already knew what I was ready to do. I was like, all right, I know what I'm going to do. You know what I mean? And so I was all making my plans, you know, getting myself together. And then when I was, you know, with my family and everybody, in, they was like, happy 2014. Everybody was excited. And I thought about it. Wait a minute. 2014. Oh, this shit, this is 7 years. We ready to get you know, and then I was like, that's what I mean. It's like everything that's happening, I'm like breaking it down. Like, I already know. Like, I'm not even really breaking it down. Like, oh, I know what to do right here. Let me do this. And I've been having a good time doing that, let me tell you.
Wow.
So that's what I mean.
Wow.
And I love y'all, man, because so much of a, I guess I'd say a cog or so much of a real source of that is truly just sitting under your voices and your information and really applying it. And because another thing I realized this year is I know my magic. You know, I know
yes.
my magic for real. So,
yes.
So, yes. You know, my self, you know, realization. Powerful.
Love it.
I tell you what, yeah, I love your energy. And I want you to understand this and I want you to know this. The work we do in self-invested, listen to this real good. The testament of you knowing the work is not when we're sharing and learning, is when we're not together.
Yeah.
On how you working with it.
Yeah.
How you work.
Yeah.
Mhm.
Yeah, I agree.
See, because
with that
if I open up a business and can't take a damn vacation, that business not worth shit.
Yep.
Yes.
Yep.
Because that's when you start to internalize it.
So
absolutely.
True.
Can I add something to that? You know what?
Please.
I think it might have been last year, and I remember when we went through the period where we weren't having the, you know, Miss Blue wasn't coming on for a while. I was just missing. I was like, oh, man, I miss. I can't wait to come back. I can't wait to come back. This year, I literally was like, you know what, this is a good time for me to see if this shit I'm learning, do I really know it? You know what I'm saying? Like,
yes.
And that's how I felt about it. Like, that's how my energy was. It was like, you know what, this is good. Let me walk and see what I got. You know what I mean? It was very, some powerful stuff was happening. And,
One thing I want you to do this year, and it looked, this one here, cause you're born for the spotlight. I promise you're born for the spotlight, and you know whatever that means to you. But this is the thing that's gonna take it to that level, and I want you to fall in love with this word because this is where your conflict is coming in at.
Okay.
Fall in love with this word, nurturing.
Okay,
nurturing,
I like that.
And real love. Cause check this out. If you become a Buddhist monk and go into the damn mountains and start meditating and figure a lot of shit out, I really expect you to because you're not doing nothing else anyway.
Right.
Now, if you could figure this shit out with going to the movies with your children and hanging out and see if you can figure shit out doing all of that, that's the real thought.
Yeah. That's
right,
the real.
That's,
yeah.
Nurturing. Look, love people for real.
Right.
Don't be so busy reading the book and your daughter and your son come in and want to do something. Man, put that damn book down. That shit can wait. The YouTube shit is on. You can pause that shit. Go spend that quality time because you go learn something you working on with them and playing with your son or your daughter.
Exactly.
But Whatever you're reading in that damn book, I guarantee you, your children come up to you, they're getting ready to bring you into it a physical expression of what you're learning already.
They always
the fullness of it. So nurturing. I'm talking about real love, no hidden agenda, no fuck intent. No intent, because intent shows up agenda. No intent, just pure love. Go into that state. Love people for real. Nurturing.
Got it.
And watch what happened after that.
Yep, I received that. I know exactly where to put that at.
Yes,
by that.
That's for you.
Beautiful.
Thank you.
All
love right. y'all, man. That's all I can say.
Love you too, bro.
For
love
real.
You too, man.
All right.
Hold the line. Right. Beautiful.
I know that. I know. It do something for me, Miss Blue. Add something to that because I know, you know, your favorite quote, the only thing that real is love. And this is a brother. And I want him to hear that from that feminine expression.
Well, you know, I think you definitely summed it up very, very beautiful for him when it comes to that, you know. And this is something that we actually went over in the priestesshood last night. And I was sharing with the sisters, and I'll share some of that here because it's so relevant to everything that we're talking about. One of the easiest things on the planet to do is to love. Everybody can do it. We do it so well. We can love everybody else. And what happens a lot of times when we start to connect with that love, and like you said, how that love can not have any kind of intent or any kind of hidden agenda, is when we get in the position where we forget to love ourselves. And so that's not always so easy to recognize that you have forgot to love yourself. It sounds like, well, what do you mean I forgot to love myself? You mean I'm not doing things for me? Sometimes it could be completely the opposite. Maybe everything that you're doing is for you, but you're doing it sort of with the intent so that you can express more love to other people. But you're really doing actions towards your own self. So inadvertently, you end up treating the people in your life that you love and you're so close to the most, you treat them the worst. And you still say, I love you. That's who I love. But like you said, you're so busy reading, you're so busy studying, and you're doing all of these things so that it can make you this amazing, wonderful human being that has raised your consciousness and frequency so that you can spread love. But you're missing sort of this connection that is right here, that is living in front of your face. And so one of the greatest challenges that we all face is love, but not necessarily learning how to love other people. We do that very well as humans. But the challenge comes in is sometimes we can't chew gum and talk at the same time or walk at the same time. We can't love somebody else and love ourselves at the same time. And so it's remembering to love yourself while you love. And then certain things won't become important. It won't become important. You will know that it's time for you to pause the television show that you're watching. You will know that it's time for you to get your ass off of Facebook because your children haven't eaten dinner and you've been on there. You will know to get your ass off of Instagram and stop posting pictures of yourself. You will know that it's time for you to stop running out and going to the club every week. You will know that being in the gym and working your physical body out is not the most important thing that you should be focused on. Because like you said, all of those things is simply those things that is on the outside. It has absolutely nothing to do with the true beauty. You know, one of the things that you spoke about earlier this year, Brother Bilal, it had a lot to do with art. And it's about getting into the fine art, the art of true life. the real art of true life. I'm not talking about people who want to say that they understand life and they understand what this art is about, but they've been hurt and they feel like they've been done the shitty stick. Art is not about opening your mouth and expressing any fucking thing that you want. That's not art. That's simply being a human being, and absolutely anybody can do that. But the true art of life is really something that's very smooth, it's very graceful, and it's very loving. And like you said, it's consistent. It's realization.
The state of the art exists because of the state of the being.
Yes.
That's how they're going to know you really arrived, because everyone is going to get back into the art.
That's right. That's
art
right.
Is a powerful expression.
It really is. It's a very powerful expression. And like you said, it is so many ways that that can be expressed with us.
Yes.
We can express that in so many ways and recognize that, because it art has no conflict with anything. None. There's no conflict with art. When you can truly begin to recognize it, it's not in competition with anything. It's not in conflict with anything. It's not angry at anything. It is not suppressing anything. It's not pulling on anything. It's not doing any of those things. It can exist on its own. Just love. Just like love. So really, Sean, beautiful. I love to hear expressions and about so many people that have expressed their growth that they have found from being in the space on the remix and being able to connect with that energy. But like you said, you can't forget what's really at the essence of everything and why you're doing it. It's for love, because really that's it. That's it. Just can't forget to love yourself while you're also loving others. And so sometimes that can look a little confusing, because we think we're doing all of these things, getting more education, getting a better job. We think we're doing that because we love our family, We're working ourselves to death, a lot of us. We are doing all kinds of things for love.
And if you don't realize it this lifetime, you'll come back and realize it the next.
That's the beauty of it. That's the beauty of it. Because
you will have some damn revelations this year, I guarantee you.
Oh, yes, yes.
Self-revelation, self-realization, same thing.
Same thing. Beautiful thing.
Can't no one have none for you. You're going to have your own revelations.
That's right.
You come to your own conclusions.
That's right, yeah. Beautiful.
Thank you, Dr. Banks. Much love.
Yes. Let's go to the next caller. I think I was there. Caller calling in from area code 501. You're live in Remix. Please tell us who you are.
Peace. How are y'all? This is Afia from Arkansas.
Greetings.
All right, Arkansas.
Peace, y'all. I miss the vision quest, the spirit quest and everything. I'm trying to, I'm trying to go to an open mic and listen to the remix at the same time. But I just wanted to say I love y'all.
Thank you. Much love. Tell us what you come to realize. Bring us there. What have you come to realize this lifetime?
Oh, her call dropped.
Okay.
Her call dropped, yes. Okay, we're going to go to another caller here. Calling in, let's go to this caller. Calling in from area code 301. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hello?
Yes, greetings. Who's on the line, please?
Oh, yes. Hi, this is Bonnie.
Greetings, Bonnie. Hello, where are you calling from?
Yes, Maryland.
Greetings, Bonnie, from Maryland.
Can I get your birthday?
Yes, 11/15/1952.
52?
Yes.
Okay. Can you tell us what you have come to realize all of this time being on this planet?
Well, I've come to realize that I have to rely on myself. So I realize that I have been lacking in self-confidence, and that now it's time for me to make a decision that I am going to be confident in myself, rely on myself, trust myself, and be responsible for myself.
Hmm. Very good. A lot of self-realization.
A lot of self-realization.
Yeah, because that's the center of everything anyway. Know thyself.
Yes.
The self is realized.
Yeah, well, one little hurdle I can recall being around three and my father telling me that the world did not revolve around me. But now I can look back at that and see that that was erroneous because it is my world and my world does revolve around me.
But hold on. Let's go back to what we said earlier. Your father was speaking based on what he had experienced.
Yes.
He was not wrong.
Yeah, he wasn't wrong. He was telling the truth.
You just have to figure out his right.
He wasn't
wrong. It's the reason he said that.
Mm-hmm.
He was wrong based on where you grew into. It didn't work for your state of mind. But he was not wrong. That's going to put you in conflict with what you thought he told you. He was not wrong. But if you keep living, you will come to the realization of what he meant and what he was saying. Did you ever get to that conclusion on what he really meant?
Well, at the time, I concluded that he meant that in this world that I'm in, that I'm not everybody's focus.
And that was a child's understanding. What do you understand now?
Well, I mean, I understand how he was and how he thought, and that was what he meant. There may have been a bigger picture, but...
Well, tell me how he thought. I want to hear this one.
Well,
he
was of the mind that, he was kind of negative.
Based on your perception?
Well, if I said it was my perception, then that would be limiting it to the perception of many other people.
Okay.
Yeah. He had a very difficult childhood.
Okay, but look at this. What's the statement he told you? What he told you? The world don't what?
Revolve around me.
He was right. He was right. Because it revolves around all of us.
Yeah, in that sense, yeah.
He was right. That's all it means.
Mm-hmm.
It revolves around all of us, not just you, all of us together. He was saying the same thing. There are many different wills that's expressing themselves differently.
And how long did it take you, Bonnie, to come to that realization? Because you just said that one of the main things that you have realized is that you can't depend on anybody else. You can only depend on yourself.
Oh, that was a new one.
Right. How long did it take you to get to that realization?
61 years.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I'm getting ready to tell you what your biggest interference is. Your biggest conflict is rooted in being in the valley. You are constantly in the valley of decisions.
Okay.
I gave a process earlier to walk you into making sound decisions, because if you don't understand what a decision is, that's what's going to block you. Your decisions are based on your perception, and I need you to move beyond what you're perceiving.
Okay.
No one ever lied to you. You just took the words wrong.
Well, in that particular instance, I could say, mm-hmm. okay, I took the words wrong. But sure. just very generally, I got a lot of negativity, like no one's ever going to want you. You walk like a man.
Even if I say it,
yeah,
I still can't make you believe it. You have to believe it in order to manifest it.
Well, okay, there comes a point in time, like I said, the part, uh-huh. the statement that the world doesn't revolve around you, I was three. So you're
right.
talking about statements that are made to people under the age of seven. I don't think, I mean, for me anyway,
yeah,
I kind of believe the people that were the adults.
But you're not
life.
There right now, Bonnie. That's what I'm saying. But you're 61 right now. And what conclusion have you come to now? That's been a long time ago.
Oh, yeah. No, I was just painting that picture. What I realize now, like I said, I'm responsible for how I perceive myself. I'm responsible for the choices I make. I'm responsible
right.
for the things I do.
Right.
And, you know, here's one of the things that I want to say. I know you have some more that you want to share, Brother Bilal. That's why I was asking you, how long did it take to come to that decision? And you said, how long again?
61 years.
61 years. And so I'll share some things with you, Bonnie, that will kind of help you. I know that, let me just go with this. One of the things that I will share with you is that you're kind of what I call a new soul. And have you ever heard that term before? Are you familiar with that when someone says you're a new soul?
That would mean that this was my first time here.
Well, this is not completely your first time here, but you don't have a lot of lives here on the planet Earth. And, you know, this is why a lot of things stuck with you so well. And that even though you had the opportunity to really just give us your realization statement, it still was a part of you that's 3 years old because you brought that statement up about your father. Saying that to you. So even though you're saying to us, and this is what Brother Bilal was saying, even though you are carrying this banner and you're saying, I realize that my self-realization is that I am responsible for me. I am this. I am this. I am this. I am this. And oh, by the way, when I was 3 years old, my father told me the world doesn't revolve around me. Do you hear that?
Yes, I hear it when you say it, indeed.
Yes. The reason we're bringing this to you is to let you know that, you know, there's power in understanding. This is something Brother Bilal always says about recognizing your location. Where are you really at? You understand? So if someone is coming to pick you up and you say, well, I'm between 10th and 20th Street, they're going to have a difficult time finding you. If there's a lot of streets in between 10th and 20th Street, they're going to say, no, where exactly are you? Well, I'm on the corner of 10th Street and I'm not sure. They can't find you because your location is not there. And so one of the things about this self-realization, because I agree with you, you are coming into it very, very powerful, and that's a good thing. That is something for you to celebrate, but you also have to be in the honesty of it. And yes, those things when you were a child, very painful for you, and a lot of things that happened to you as you were growing up. On a soul level, or if we begin to look through it through our spiritual eyes, we know we choose this soul group that we choose to come in. A lot of us have made sort of, you could say, we kind of agreed, yes, we're going to come back to the planet Earth. This is going to be my mother. And you over there, I need you to be my father because there is some self-realization that I need you to help me get to.
Okay.
You understand? And so
I'm good with that.
Yeah. At that particular point, then there is no room for blame.
Oh, I agree with that.
Yeah. It doesn't make it right. It doesn't make it excusable. And it doesn't even mean that it wasn't influenceable.
Oh, I agree with that, yeah.
Yes. You're saying that you agree with it, but everything in your energy says that you're still holding it. It's like that backpack that you just don't want to put down. So moving forward, here's
okay,
one
but,
of the...
Okay, but now let me ask the question. The question is, what is my purpose?
Okay. You have been living your purpose for 61 years.
Yes.
Every single thing that you have done has been about your purpose. What you're feeling right now is that you have taken one of your arms out of your backpack. You're about to put it down, but you still have it on. Because as long as you can continuously say in the same sentence, your self-realization and bring up this instance of your daddy at three, you will not be able to get to the next step. That's
okay.
What we're telling you. You get what we're saying now? You cannot. It doesn't mean that you can't have that discussion at times. But when you put those two together, what you have done is where your consciousness is and where your physical body is, that frequency is not lining up.
Okay, well, see, because it was my thought that that was supposed to be a platform from which I would provide some assistance to other people who face a similar challenge.
Yeah, and you can do that, but recognize that the person that you're trying to save is Bonnie. You're saving Bonnie. Understand that. You can do that, and I think you would be beautiful at that. Beautiful. Who better to have a purpose than to help people understand that went through the same thing that you went through? But I want you to understand this, that help that you want to do for those children out there and those people out there that went through that is the help that you're trying to get for yourself. And you can do them both at the same time. But you got to recognize your location. You ain't let that go yet. Because if you didn't have that, you wouldn't have had no purpose for 61 years. That was the reason you went to school. That was the reason you did the shit you did. That's why you did it. If we take your daddy out the picture, that's why you get so offensive when people tell you not to bring it up. Because you're like, shit, that's what I've been living for. You can't take that away from me. And you said it so proud. You said it proud. You said, I come to realize I can depend on myself and that the only person I could do this, and at 3 years old, my daddy told me the world don't revolve around you. It's nothing wrong with recognizing that that is your story, but recognize where you're getting the energy from, because we've moved into a time, Bonnie, where that's not enough to move you forward, and you know that for yourself. Because your true question is, even though you know the answer, is what is my purpose? So you can take your backpack off and you can put daddy down. You can recognize that it was truly divine, not where you were,